I'm great, Lee. Really good, mate. Thanks.
You're in the sunny state of Queensland at the moment, but we're looking forward to your company once again, because I think it was 12 months when you were last here in Burnie playing at the Menai Hotel, gearing up for a big show on Friday night.
Yeah, it'll be great. We haven't been down there for a little while now, so looking forward to getting there, and hopefully it won't be too cold for me. I love Tassie, particularly in the summer, but winter sometimes. I'm a bit frail when it comes to cold weather these days. It's unbelievable. Like, after you live in Queensland, your blood goes funny.
You're going from one extreme to another, tasting those 17, 18 degree days like you're used to at the moment. And yeah, I think we're warming up to around 12 degrees today, so it shouldn't be too bad.
Well, that's good. So let it stay that way when I get down there.
You've done it all, Russell, over the journey, haven't you? Back, 56 years ago it all started for you as an 18-year-old and somebody's image, and then the real thing kicked off, and what a career it was, and what a beginning to your musical career.
Yeah, a lot of that's luck too. You know, you just happen to be in the right place at the right time. You happen to pick the right song, and you happen to be in the room when that right song is played. You know, it's just a lot of it is luck, and then you've just got to try and hold on to the back of the horse as it runs.
But you've got to have the talent too, Russell, and you've got it in spades, working with Molly and Brian Cads and Johnny Young, as you just pointed out, the real thing. It must have been absolutely special when that song was added to the National Film and Sound Archives about 7 or 8 years ago now. But it's always great to have a top 10 hit, particularly something like that. It's become an anthem.
Yeah, it is. It's been a lighthouse, actually. At times in the sea when everything was black and I wasn't having any success with recording or anything like that, there was always the real thing that I could see as a lighthouse I could swim to and hang on to for a while. Yeah. And stop from drowning.
Live With Friends and Sweet Sweet Love and Rachel, gee, it's great to hear those songs on the radio again. They just don't die, they're timeless.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky. Some of the songs have really held water for a long time, so it's not too bad, so I can't complain. And really lucky in the last number of years to have hit albums as well, so that's been great.
A lot of those songs you do play in your sets, and you incorporate it, not only your rock, all the songs that people go back to their youth, but also when you found the wonderful blues and roots over the last few years or so too, and it just shows you the talent that you've got. Okay, you do say a bit of luck, but you've got to have the talent as well. And that fabulous trilogy of Shark Mouth, Van Diemen's Land, great to have something about our wonderful state, and Red Dirt, Red Heart, and I guess the follow-up, Black and Blue Heart, another great album.
Yeah, I went a little bit away with that one. I decided to, because I'd done three blues Australian albums all about Australia, I just decided to do like a pop album, so
yep.
I did that. And then after that, I did an album with Rick Springfield, and now I'm just about to release another one, which comes out on the 5th of August.
And tell us a little bit about your partnership with the great Rick Springfield. Of course, Rick is familiar with working with the old Zoot days and Jesse's Girl and Don't Talk to Strangers and his acting career in America.
Yeah, he's been a mate for a long time, and he actually heard a song that I did. Someone sent it to him and he contacted me and said, listen, I haven't heard anyone has ever done this idea before. Would you be interested in doing an album with me? And, of course, I said yes. I said, yeah, that'd be just great. So we did an album together called Jack Chrome and the Darkness Waltz.
Love the title. It's a great title. In fact, I had a quick chat to you when you was playing at the Menai last year. It was a Friday afternoon, and you did mention that. You're looking forward to that and working with Rick. So it's great to see that it's come to fruition. Jack Chrome, you must be extremely proud of working with Rick.
Yeah, well, it's great, you know, and he's such an iconic act now worldwide. So it's it was a bit of a thrill to do it, and we never thought that we would ever do an album together, I'm sure, but it just seemed to happen that way. The cards were dealt that way, and that was the way we went.
Just on your friends in music, of course, you've generated a whole heap over the journey, which you would, I suppose, over 50 years in the biz. But you've worked with the lates, Daryl Cotton, ripping bloke too, Daryl. Jim Keys, of course, have since passed on. But another name that I had a bit of a chat to a couple of weeks ago, because he was doing something for our Coins for Kids, is another friend of yours, Ronnie Burns. And he said, if you get a chance to talk to Russell, wish him well too, because he's another great friend of yours, Ronnie Burns.
Yeah. Ronnie for ages. I think he's gone back to Tassie, hasn't he?
That's right.
He went to Victoria for a while. now he's gone back to Cradle Mountain again.
He has, that's right, and he was helping out our Coins for Kids, which helps out kids with cancer and with Cancer Council of Tasmania. So, Ronnie, like your good self, another ripping person. So we're looking forward to the shows that you've got in Tasmania. It all starts at the Menai Hotel in Burnie on Friday night before you head to Launceston at Prospects. You'll be playing at the Italian Club of Launceston on Saturday and then wrapping up your Tasmanian leg on Sunday at the Dodgers Ferry Hotel. So they should be great three gigs before you head back to Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. And then I'm not sure. I don't tend to look any further than 2 weeks ahead. So I'm not sure where I am the week after. So I think it might be Victoria, but I'm not sure.
Doesn't matter. They'll let you know. They'll point you in the right direction. Just, as you say, like footballer would say, one game at a time, Russell. And look, we look forward to seeing you back in Burnie. You played here, as you mentioned earlier, about a year ago. But isn't it great that we get these entertainment events back on after the last 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, it has been pretty tough for some people, particularly people living in Victoria and New South Wales. They really did it hard, particularly musicians, because they never got to go anywhere. And I was lucky living in Queensland because I had a Queensland band and we were still working up here. So that was good. But a lot of musicians did it very, very hard during that time.
A little grain of activity is better than none at all. So it's nice to see things have opened up a little bit, Russell. And I was talking to a few people myself that went to your last show in Burnie. They absolutely loved it and they can't wait to see you again. They haven't got long to wait. So make sure you grab your tickets because they are selling fast. I think they're down at last count. I was talking to Lee at the Menai and he assures me that there's only a handful left. So there you go. You'll have a big room to play all those classic hits plus all the blues and roots stuff.
Greatly.
Always generous with your time, Russell Morris, one of this country's living treasures, and you remain that way, please. And Russell Morris, thanks for your time this morning on 7B Breakfast. Always fun.
Thanks for yours, Lee. I really do appreciate it. Thanks a lot, mate.